Well, hello and welcome to Education Matters in the Upper Cumberland. We're honored today to have a special guest with us, Dr. Phil Oldham, the president of Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you, Bob. It's good to be with you today.
Well, it's great to have you here. We're honored to have you on the show. And you've been in town quite a while now, but some of our listeners may not know too much about you. Mm-hmm. So tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Actually, I'm a native Tennessean, grew up in West Tennessee, rural part of West Tennessee, Chester County. Finished college, undergraduate program there at Freed Hardeman University in Henderson, where actually both my parents worked on campus. I was sort of a campus rat. I grew up on campus and was very comfortable on a small college campus.
How about that? And your dad had a special connection to Tennessee Tech, didn't he?
He did. Actually, my parents lived in Jackson County in Gainesboro for about 5 years and finished. Actually, Dad finished his bachelor's degree while they were living there here at Tech. So they moved to West Tennessee by the time I was born, but I have an older brother that was born in Gainesboro. So
about that.
That is a connection, and I run into an individual every once in a while that knew Dad, and so it's always nice. But then I, after finishing college, I went off to Texas A&M for graduate work and spent a few years in Atlanta at Emory University beyond that, and then eventually landed at Mississippi State in a faculty position, stayed at Mississippi State and taught and moved into administration later in my career there.
So and your field was chemistry?
Chemistry, yeah, I was in chemistry. So I was at Mississippi State for 21 years. Left there in 07 and moved back to Tennessee then. I moved to Chattanooga. I was the provost UT Chattanooga for 5 years.
Which is the second in command in lay terms.
That's true. Yeah, I spent that 5 years actually explaining to people what a provost was.
So...
And then was fortunate to be able to follow you here at Tennessee Tech as president in 2012.
We're delighted that you did. And tell everyone a little bit about your family. You've got a football player.
I got
a lot of folks.
Yeah, we actually have four children. Two are grown and out of the house, have their own families, and both living in Tennessee. Then the two that are still sort of at home, we've got Sam, who's a sophomore at Tech this year, playing on the football team, and they're having a great year, off to a 4-1 start, so we're excited about
that. They've done great so far.
It's nice to see all their hard work beginning to pay off. It's exciting to watch. I'd encourage everybody to come out and watch them because they're a fun team to watch.
They are. There's some excitement in the they've got a throwing game, and they've just got a lot of good things going.
Well, it's a lot of good young men. They've got a good team chemistry, and they really support each other, and they're easy team to root for. Just a good group of guys, and you like to see good guys win. So, and then our daughter Audrey's a sophomore at Cookeville High School, and she's doing well. So we had three boys and one girl, and I always said that proves that God had a sense of humor giving me a daughter. And I've learned a lot about parenting from raising her. So it's great. We're really blessed.
And you've got a beautiful wife who's a wonderful first lady at Tech.
I'm incredibly blessed, far beyond what I deserve. And, Carrie's a wonderful wife and mother and supporter. She's a great first lady and enjoys loving on all these students on campus.
Amen. Amen. Well, talking about the students at campus, how many students are enrolled this year?
Our census was at 10,140, which is approximately what we had last year, down just a couple of dozen, but just basically the same numbers last year. But it's really interesting, and you did this for a long time, so you know what I'm talking about, that sometimes even with the same number of students, you just have a extra kind of chemistry on campus. That just the energy level's a little higher, and there's a little more excitement, and you kind of feel it. And that's kind of the way the vibe is on campus this fall. It's very exciting. The students are always wonderful, but this is a good group of students, and they're doing a great job.
Well, that's great, and Tech is known for its engineering school, and it's a technological university, but it's a great deal more than engineering too, isn't it?
It is, and it's sort of a difficult fence to walk in some ways, because engineering is so strong at Tech, and we're very proud of that, and it's sort of our signature group of programs. But if you're not careful, that can overshadow some of the other wonderful programs on campus, and there's a number of them. I mean, we've got great programs in business, in music, in art, the humanities, certainly the sciences, and nursing is outstanding. So we're clearly a fully fleshed out university, academic programs in all major disciplines, and give students a great variety of options to pursue.
Yeah, I've always referred to it as a comprehensive state university, because there are just a lot of different kind of programs. Now, Tech also has a really robust graduate program. We think of undergraduates when we think of a college campus, but there's a lot of master's degrees and PhD programs too.
Yeah, we have around 1,200 graduate students on campus now, and actually closing in on 200 PhD students.
Wow.
So it's very vibrant, and as you know, graduate students bring that sort of extra dimension of academic achievement to a campus, and really give the undergraduates an opportunity to kind of observe what is possible in their careers as well. A lot of these undergraduate students come in not really knowing what they want to do and what's possible, and probably not realizing how much potential they really have. And so being able to get to know some of those graduate students in some of those disciplines they're interested in a lot of cases, they're great role models. They exemplify what all these students can accomplish if that's what they desire. So it's a great dimension. We've added our fifth doctoral program on campus now. We sought approval and were granted approval to start a new PhD program in counseling and supervision. And so we're excited about that. And, of course, we're listed now. We're classified as a doctoral research university in the second highest category that Carnegie classifies. So we're in a really competitive group of universities, and an opportunity to really showcase research and graduate achievement at the highest levels.
And speaking of research, you've set records this year with sponsored research.
Yeah, we set out to basically double where we were when I arrived in terms of research productivity. Now, actually, the campus had done better in the past, but the recession and other things had sort of taken its toll on research productivity. Competitive research they call it competitive for good reason. It is highly competitive, and fortunately, we've got a lot of faculty on campus that are nationally and internationally competitive.
Very strong, yep.
So, yeah, we topped $20 million this last year in research grants and contracts, and that's a great milestone for us. But we're not stopping there. We've already rolled out a goal in the next 6 years, by 2025, to double that again to $40 million. So we're excited about that. That's a challenge. It's a big jump for this campus, but I think we're up to it.
Well, it's an important challenge, and it's one that makes the campus a stronger campus. Research goes right along, or scholarship in general goes right along with great teaching, and so it is truly a hand in glove operation, and it's important that we're doing as well as we are.
Well, again, I think, just so everybody realizes, that the research that we do generally is fairly applied and pretty practical. So we're trying to solve real problems that real people face, so we can have a real impact. But also, it gives these students, both graduate and undergraduate students, an opportunity to really test their skills and learn in practical, real-world experiences that they wouldn't get otherwise. So it's not an afterthought to what we do or something additional. It's part of the educational experience.
And everybody that drives on a bridge on an interstate highway in Tennessee is probably benefiting a little bit from the research at Tennessee Tech University.
Absolutely.
In the
no
back.
Question about it.
So there's a lot of different fields that that research contributes to. We'll talk a bit more about that in a few minutes. But right now, this is Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Phil Olden, the president of Tennessee Tech University. We're going to take a quick break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Phil Olden, the president of Tennessee Tech University. Phil, we've talked about the research and the Carnegie classification at Tech. But let's talk about U.S. news and some of the other things like that. Tech has gotten some really good news this fall semester, haven't we?
Well, we really have. And it's, for those of us that are familiar with Tech, it's no great surprise. I mean, we always recognize that Tennessee Tech has been a wonderful and recognized academic institution for decades, so a great tradition. But because of our Carnegie classification now as a doctoral research institution, we're not in U.S. News and World Report. We're ranked alongside all national universities
with the big guys,
all the big folks. So we've jumped into the deep water. With Harvards and the Berkeleys and the UNC Chapel Hills and Virginias and everybody else. So the way Carnegie does the national universities, they give a numerical ranking to about the first half or so of those in that national category, and the others they just list alphabetically, which is fine. So of the Tennessee public universities, we're one of three that received a numerical ranking by the U.S. News and World Report. So we're excited about that, and we're actually tied with University of Memphis for the second place in the state. We received a 135 ranking out of all national public
That's
universities.
That's pretty strong out of all the national universities.
So of all the big ones you can think of, we're right there with them, and that's a great place to be. Again, it's not really a surprise to us, but
right.
It's probably a surprise to other people that haven't thought of us that way.
And they don't. Some of those folks don't know what all goes into a ranking system like U.S. News and World Report uses, but certainly the quality of students and the quality of faculty and the graduation rates.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of it relates to the reputational value of the university and how well the students do, how quickly they graduate, as you said, and we do really well on all those.
Yeah, it's a real tribute to the students at Tennessee Tech that they come in well prepared. They're not always loaded for bear. Some of them don't know exactly what they're going to major in, but I used to say that the I don't know is the most common major in the freshman year, and that's the way the freshman year is designed, so that's okay.
Well, but, you know, the thing that's always made me the proudest, I think, of being here at Tech, and you probably share the same sentiment, is Tennessee Tech is such a great institution of helping students create value.
Right.
Taking that raw material, it may be a little rough on the edges, and it may be extremely uncertain about what they want to do.
And that's common.
It's very common, but they're able to rise to great levels far beyond what they would have ever experienced before. I mean, as you know, we've We've had graduates that, you know, came from single parent households in Scott County with meager circumstances to become the CEO of Boeing.
Absolutely
Corporation.
Right.
So,
and we've had graduates command the International Space
absolutely.
Station.
That's my goal, is to help these students lift their eyes a little bit higher and see what's possible for them. And that's what makes it fun.
When you see them walk across the stage, that gives you a proud moment.
It does, absolutely.
But it's not only that they graduate mm-hmm. And that they go on to good jobs. They have some of the lowest debt in the nation.
They do. I think the last I saw was about the second lowest debt for graduates in the Southeast. We have the lowest, least debt for graduating seniors among all public universities in Tennessee, by quite a bit, actually. It's a pretty big jump. We're graduating students increasingly on time, so we're well above 50% for our six-year graduation rate with freshmen now, and for the first time ever, we've surpassed 37% four-year graduation rate. So more and more of our students are finishing quicker, which obviously saves them money by graduating sooner.
Sure.
But it also gets them in the workforce quicker, so they're making money. And our graduates, on average, have the highest starting salaries of any public university in the state.
And that's part of the neat combination, lowest debt,
yep.
highest salaries.
So yeah, it's by far the best return on educational investment in Tennessee. That's the place we want to be. We're very proud of that, and we want to make sure we continue that great tradition.
Well, and obviously it's a tradition that causes national rankings, that mm-hmm. pays off, and that makes people want to come here. Also makes other people want to come here and hire Tech graduates.
Well, it does. And of course, anecdotally, you hear all these stories from employers saying they will take a Tech graduate anytime over anybody else. So we had a recent career fair for STEM majors, science and engineering majors, about a week ago on campus. I think we had 154 employers on campus.
Wow.
That day. It basically maxed out. I don't think we had room for anybody else to set up. So they know where they can get good talent. And that's the real driver for job creators around the country now. They want to go where the talent is. You know, most every community has land. You know, they have tax incentives to recruit job creators, companies to town. But we're a little bit unique in Cookeville, in the Upper Cumberland, with a university like Tennessee Tech, because we have what those employers want. They want talent, and we have it. So they're coming to us, and that's a great position to be in.
I think it is, too. And those students graduate with a set of skills, but they also are pretty balanced in terms of their interpersonal skills and their leadership and their social skills. Not every one of them is perfect, but that's what employers see, is they really have great raw material there.
Yeah, they do. I think what they see a lot, we hear this a lot from employers, that, you know, a Tech graduate not only is good technically at what they're being hired to do, but they're just good people to work with. They're good employees. They're loyal. They're dependable. They work well with others. As you said, they've got those soft skills, those social skills that come along with it. So they have good backgrounds, and that's been a hallmark of Tennessee Tech graduates for a long time.
And it's one we want to continue the tradition with. Well, I mentioned the International Space Station a minute ago, and, of course, Butch Wilmore, mm-hmm. Graduated from Tech in not too shabby of a major. He was computer science and computer engineering kind of person, got his master's degree here.
That's true.
And oh, by the way, played football while he was here.
Yeah, a great story there. I think he was a walk-on on the football team, so one of those kids that probably was a little bit overlooked, but now he's in our Sports Hall of Fame.
And the NCAA has recognized him with all kinds of awards for all the achievements he's had.
Yeah, he received the Teddy Roosevelt Award from the NCAA a couple of years ago, which is that's the highest award they give. It's very prestigious.
First time any Tennessee Tech player has ever been in that.
That's exactly
that group.
Right. If you look through the list of recipients, there's a lot of former presidents and senators on that list. So it's a very prestigious list of recipients, and we're really proud of Barry. Super guy, as you know,
and he now serves on your board of regents.
He's on our board of trustees and does a great job. And he's still in training. He's in training for a future mission with NASA, and so he's very busy, but he always finds time to come back and help us at Tech.
Yeah, he's a great ambassador, and a lot of our even our current athletes are great ambassadors too. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Dr. Phil Oldham. And Phil, we're talking a little bit about student athletes. They go out every week and represent the university all across the. I guess the football team was in Illinois last week, and they go everywhere. And they are great ambassadors, aren't they?
They are. I'm so proud of the student athletes we have at Tennessee Tech, because they, despite stories you might hear from other parts of the country or other schools where. Athletes may be getting a little bit of trouble. We are really pretty immune to that at Tech. They're great individuals. They represent all of us extremely well. They work hard. They're good students. Our student athletes carry significant course loads, and they make good grades. So somehow they're able to manage competing in their sport at the highest levels nationally and still be really good students.
And their graduation rates are higher than the student bodies, at least the last time I checked.
It is.
And we've got a pretty talented student body. That's saying a lot about
those young folks.
I
think student athletes at Tech have to be even a cut above their peers at other institutions for that reason, because there's no easy grades at Tennessee Tech, regardless of what you're studying.
Speaking of athletes, last week California announced that they were going to pay student athletes for at least certain things.
Right.
What's your opinion on paying student athletes?
Well, I certainly understand some of the concern and sentiment out there in the public because it's a demanding thing to be a student athlete, particularly at a Division I NCAA program. It's equivalent, certainly in time, to a job while you're. At least a part-time job while you're going to school. I'm fundamentally, however, very supportive of current NCAA regulations. You know, the amateur model for college athletics is so important. It's very important to make sure it remains an amateur environment. And bringing in any level of professionalism into college athletics will likely destroy college athletics as we know it today.
Probably a slippery slope that we're just beginning to slide
exactly.
down.
Exactly. I'm fortunate to serve now on the NCAA Division I Board of Directors representing the Ohio Valley Conference. So, I mean, we talk about these things at great length. And these are tricky questions to answer in a lot of cases, because we know – particularly in two or three dozen athletic programs around the country, there's significant amount of money that are being funneled into those programs through TV contracts and other sources of revenue, predominantly from football and men's basketball. But if you look across the whole of NCAA athletics, that's the anomaly. Those revenues are not shared by almost all the programs in the country, and we at Tennessee Tech are like most in that our athletic programs certainly don't make money. The student athletes benefit from getting access to a very affordable scholarship-based education that leads to great career opportunities. So the benefits are certainly there for the student athletes. And I'm very much opposed to any way paying students beyond what's currently allowed by the NCAA. I think it's appropriate where we are. I don't think it's very well thought through what they're trying to do.
And I share your concerns. Well, we've been talking to Dr. Phil Oldham, the president of Tennessee Technological University, and this has been Local Matters. Phil, we're honored that you were with us today, and good luck on that grand challenge.
Thank you, Bob, and wings up to everybody.
Wings up.